transgender activist defends sexual display at the White House, Free the Nipple. By Hannah Blow on June 13, 2023. A biological man who believes he is a woman defended his sexual display at the White House after shaking his fake breasts topless along with other transgender activists, asserting that his actions were legal and adding that his critics are simply affirming that I am a woman. Transgender model Rose Montoya has come under fire after attending the White House's Pride Celebration event, showcasing his fake set of fake breasts along with transgender men, females who believe they are males, who were showing off their top surgery scars. Montoya, who met President Joe Biden at the event, covered his nipples as he and others shimmied for the camera. Trans TikToker strips in front of the U.S. flag on the White House lawn and shakes his silicone breasts after being invited to attend Biden's Pride party. pic.twitter.com/6z9gflv04. Oli London, at Oli London, June 13, 2023. However, Montoya defended his actions in a TikTok he posted after the event. It has recently come to my attention that conservatives are trying to use the video of me topless at the White House to try to call the community groomers, etc. And I would just like to say that first of all, going topless in Washington, D.C., is legal. Montoya said, making it clear that he fully supports the Free the Nipple movement. Why is my chest now deemed inappropriate or illegal when I show it off? However, before coming out as trans, it was not, he said, asserting that the outrage is simply affirming that I am a woman. All you're doing is saying that trans women are women because, for some reason, people like to sexualize women's bodies and say that they are inappropriate. He continued, explaining that his trans masculine friends were showing off their top surgery scars and living in joy. Montoya asserted that he wanted to join them and be fully free in living his truth, so he did. I wanted to join them, and because it is perfectly within the law in Washington, D.C., I decided to join them and cover my nipples just to play it safe because I wanted to be fully free in myself. I had zero intention of trying to be vulgar or be profane in any way, he said. I was simply living in joy, living my truth, and existing in my body. Happy Pride, Free the Nipple, the transgender activist added. At Rose Montoya Free the Nipple hashtag trans original sound. Rose Montoya. According to the activist's website, Montoya came out as gay in high school and later began performing in drag, leading to coming out as transgender in 2015. That led him to seek gender-affirming hormone therapy. 1 year later, he came out as bisexual, only to come out as non-binary in 2019. Rose has a video detailing the general timeline of his transition, showcasing clips of his surgeries, which include breast surgery as well as a procedure to feminize his chin and have his trachea shaved. Notably, the Biden administration has been accused of disrespecting the American flag at this Pride event as well, displaying the Progress Pride flag between two American flags. Not only is it in breach of U.S. flag code, but it's a glaring example of this White House's sick incompetence and insistence on putting their social agenda ahead of patriotism, Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, observed. This is a disgrace. Not only is it in breach of U.S. flag code, but it's a glaring example of this White House's incompetence and insistence on putting their social agenda ahead of patriotism. pic.twitter.com/hn2jart16m. Dr. Roger Marshall, at Roger Marshall, June 11, 2023. Related: Rachel Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for trans ideology.